Blackstone Audio presents The Girl Who Wrote in Silk by Kelly Estes. This book is read by Emily Wu Zeller. For my husband, Chad. Without you, I wouldn't be me. Prologue. Sunday, February 7, 1886. Just past sunset. Puget Sound, Washington Territory. Mei Lian felt the steamship shudder beneath her feet and wondered if the quaking of her own body had caused it.
"You don't have a choice," Father hissed.
Before she knew what was happening, he'd prodded her to the ship's cold metal railing.
"Climb up, Mei Lian."
She looked at him in horror. She'd always obeyed him without question. But this? "I can't." She pressed a hand to where her heart pounded in her chest and felt the coin purse under her bindings. "Please!" His face hardened.
"Do not disappoint me, daughter. Do it! Now!"
His tone made her fear recede long enough for her to hear her own voice of reason. It told her father was right. She had no other choice. Shaking, she climbed up on the railing to sit at the top, her hands holding tight to the wet metal bar. Beneath her right palm, she felt a pockmark where someone had painted over an old chip. She wondered if that was the last thing she'd touch before death. Before Mei Lian could say another word, Father placed his palms at the small of her back and pushed her off the steamship.
"Baba!"
she screamed, the words echoing as she fell.